tech news now and the mini personalised computers that are smartphones have revolutionised the modern world. We're now more connected than ever before, and increasingly, thanks to a huge variety of applications available for download, we can enhance the capabilities of these devices way beyond just being a phone. This means they could make a big contribution to the health sector. Technology investor Peter Cowley is with us here to explain. What are the basic principles behind this idea, Peter?
If you take a modern smartphone, which is really a computer with a phone attached to it, there are a huge number of sensors in there. There's over a dozen sensors in there already. And not all of them are relevant, of course, to health applications, but things like the microphone, if one's listening to voice, there are temperature sensors in some of them. The more modern ones have got means of measuring heart rate, etc. So if you take the number of sensors in there already, there's already an amount of data that can be derived from the phone. The phone is then connected, of course, to the cloud, and that data can then be analysed and then passed on to other people.
And it's not just the apps that we can download and the sensors that are already within our phones. There's actually stuff that we can plug onto our phones and enhance that even further.
Yes, there's an amazing number of sensors one can plug in. A glucose meter, for instance, if you're diabetic, to save carrying around another device because it's built into your phone. There's a blood pressure monitor cuff. There's even an ultrasound device which can be plugged in really just to check one's unborn baby.
So you could just plug this into your phone via, say, the volume port or even the charge port, and get the ultrasound out,
yes,
and look at your baby in real time.
Exactly, usually in the charge port, yes. There was a little startup that I saw based out of Slovenia that's now based in California that won a prize in Vienna recently. And the device I brought in with me today is actually ECG. So this detects the heart rate and also the electrical impulses of the heart. It's plugged onto the back of the phone. It turns the electrical signal into sound and then goes through the microphone on the phone. As you can see there, my heart rate is even higher than it was earlier on.
I was going to say, it was 98 before. It's now 115. So you're obviously feeling a little bit nervous.
Yes, the stress of being in front of a live microphone. Which you radio professionals don't seem to have that problem. But the important thing is one can see the heart, the waveform of the heart. Now, I can't interpret that. I'm not a medic. But I can then take a snapshot of that and send it to my heart surgeon, who can then say, fine, Peter, you're okay, or please come and see me.
So that's now, and these things are all available now. But what can we be looking forward to in the future?
In the near term, the big one that's going to be coming into our high-end phones, which will gradually work its way down, is a type of gas sensor.
So this is a gas sensor.
It's monitoring a whole variety of gases, from carbon monoxide, you know, possibly for situations where there's gas leak from a fire, carbon dioxide, volatile organic compounds. Now, these are a complex set of things like aldehydes and ketones and hydrocarbons. And the important thing there is air quality. So imagine going for a run somewhere in a polluted city and your phone telling you where to run and where not to run based on the quality of the air there.
Wow, that's quite something. All this monitoring, we're doing a lot of it already. What's the benefit? Why do we actually want to do this other than just, say, a bit of personal interest, I guess?
Yes, just because we're tech and early adopters. Two things, really. One is the so-called quantified self, where we've weighed ourselves for a while, we've checked our calorific spend, we're also getting to the point where we want to measure other things like blood pressure and heart rate, etc. And the medical profession would benefit a lot from having that data. Once it can be clinically proven that the data is correct, having that data so we don't have to continually visit our GPs to have tests done. So that our mobile devices will then, in the end, potentially predict when we should go and even book the appointment with one's GP, essentially, if you look forward 10 or 20 years.
And you say when they're clinically proven to be accurate, does that mean they're currently not accurate and there are ongoing trials to see whether they are accurate enough to be used as a diagnostic tool?
That's a very complex question. The point between taking some data and making it clinically usable, it's going to be a while before the medical profession will believe the sensors will be good enough to use instead of the devices they've got inside the hospital. But it's a precursor to that, which will then warm to the point where you can have, you know, tests done internally in the hospital. But go forward 5 or 10 years, there's no reason why we shouldn't get that far.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you very much. That was tech investor Peter Cowley.
Thank you very much.